95.9 The Power Cow, we bring you a special presentation of high school basketball. Our special live coverage tonight brought to you by Kelly Express Marks, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating. Pre-game coverage on The Power Cow begins now. High school basketball is live on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school girls basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Lumen Christi Titans against the Columbia Central Golden Eagles in the regional semifinals at Lumen Christi High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thanks for joining me this evening. We've got a pair of 20-win teams on the hardwood in store for us. Lumen Christi 20-3, fresh off their district championship win on Friday, 64-53 over Grass Lake. Meanwhile, for Columbia Central, they are coming in 20-4, and they themselves are coming in on the heels of a 53-42 win over Blissfield in their district championship there in Onsted. So we're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to start to break down Lumen Christi. What do they bring into tonight's matchup? This is coming up in 3 minutes on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back here from the Dome, Lumen Christi High School, for the girls' regional tournament. It's the semifinals tonight. Championship is on Wednesday. Matchup this evening is Lumen Christi and Columbia Central. As we dive into the Kelly Express Mart pregame show, as we first chat, Lumen Christi having another spectacular season, 20-3 overall on the year, including their playoff run, which includes wins over Springport and then Grass Lake on Friday, 64-53. That was such a fun game, as both these teams, I would argue, at minimum, Final Four caliber teams in Division III. You had the feeling, it's like, okay, whoever wins this game, you know, they have a chance at going deep. Obviously, they have a Lumen Christi, tough opponent on the other side of the hardwood tonight in the form of Columbia Central. We'll get to them later in the Kelly Express Mart pregame show, but high caliber matchup with Lumen Christi and Grass Lake. And keep in mind, this was a very physical, very emotional, very energetic matchup between these two teams last year, as it was Lumen Christi last year taking down Grass Lake in the district championship. So you have Lumen Christi here that wants to go on another deep playoff run, and then on the other side of the hardwood, you have a Grass Lake team that wants a little bit of revenge against Lumen Christi. They themselves, they want to break through to the regional tournament after this team knocked them out in the district tournament last year, and it definitely lived up to that billing, as it was pretty close at the start. Grass Lake got out to a quick 5-0 lead. Lumen Christi settled down. They got under the board. Eventually, Lumen Christi, they led 8-7. They went on a quick, extended 15-2 scoring run. They then went on to an 8-point lead, where Grass Lake able to chip down into that deficit again. They trailed by 3 points. Eventually, Lumen Christi able to build that back up by 7. Lumen Christi then, you know, trying to weather another storm, another run, as Grass Lake able to fight back into it again as they trailed at halftime to Lumen Christi 32-29. And the whole third quarter, back and forth, tie game, Lumen takes the lead, tie game, Lumen takes the lead, tie game, Lumen takes the lead, just back and forth. Eventually, we have the first of two back-to-back threes by Lucy Rozek. Pretty much at the third quarter buzzer, had Lumen going into the fourth up by 3, and then hit another big 3, put Lumen up by 6, and that just back-to-back threes gave Lumen just such a momentum, just so much momentum, so much life. They're able to pretty much hold that 6-plus point lead the rest of the way. Grass Lake was not really able to come in within those 6 points the rest of the game, and eventually with foul trouble with some key players like Reese Leip and Elise Bullock, as well as Kiara Cook, really hurt Grass Lake down the stretch as they tried to cut into that and bring it to within one possession, but they just could never bring it inside two possessions. Lumen able to make the shots, make the free throws, and get the stops when needed to get the job done. Kenna Hunt, spectacular as ever, 27 points leading the way. Lucy Rose, like I mentioned, those two back-to-back threes, huge in giving that team that momentum. She had 22 points as those two talented sophomores leading Lumen Christi to the 64-53 win over Grass Lake on Friday. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll chat Columbia Central and what they bring to the hardwood tonight. Back in 3 minutes, this is the Kelly Express Mart pregame show on 95.9 The Power Count.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Starting lineups and tip-off just a few minutes away here from Lumen Christi High School for our girls' regional semifinal between Lumen and Columbia Central as we continue the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. So a couple 20-win teams, Lumen 20-3, Columbia Central 20-4. This Columbia Central team, one of the best girls basketball programs in the county, have had a lot of great teams over the last 10 years, particularly since 2020. They've made it to at least the regional semifinals five times. Three of those times made it to the regional championship, and one of those times they ended up winning the region and made it into the state quarterfinals, that being 2021. Last year, ended up finishing 12-11, lost to Chelsea in the district tournament, but of course they find themselves right back here in the regional tournament after a win 53-42 over Blissfield on Friday, which, by the way, that's not a bad team right there. As a matter of fact, a very good team in Blissfield, and this Columbia team able to beat them twice this year. Some of their other definitive wins, they've beaten Hanover Horton, they beat Stockbridge, beat Onsted, all pretty good Division III teams. And then, of course, that Blissfield team, one of the best D3 teams, they beat twice. And then, arguably their best win of the season, they were able to beat Morenci, who, according to Max Preps, is the number one ranked team in Division IV. And that is Morenci's only loss this year, is to this Columbia Central team. Meanwhile, for their four losses, they've lost twice to Grass Lake. They've lost to a phenomenal Division II team, Hazlitt. They've also lost to Michigan Center team, who is a very good Division II team as well. These two teams faced off once last year, Lumen Christi getting that win 51-40. So some familiar yet unfamiliar teams, but a very good matchup tonight. Again, Columbia Central, this is a phenomenal basketball team, as is Lumen Christi. Two phenomenal teams on the hardwood this evening. So we got the regional semifinals for you coming up in 3 minutes. And We'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you here from Lumen Christi High School. That'll conclude the Kelly Express Month pregame show right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back from the dome, Lumen Christi High School, for tonight's girls regional semifinal between Lumen Christi and Columbia Central. I'm Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Time for our starting lineups. First for Columbia Central, it'll be Leland Brown, Riley Knapp, Cecilia Slatt, Gabby Gaydosh, and Coley Brown. Head coach is Jake Dickerson. Meanwhile, for Lumen Christi, it'll be Kenna Hunt, Lily Ganton, Lucy Rozek, Ruby Boyce, and Paige LaFear. Head coach is Scott Stein. Jump ball between Brown and Hunt. Hunt wins out, and it'll be Lumen Christi going from left to right on your radio dial for the first possession of the evening. And we got a quick bump out of bounds. Looks like Rozek lost it, so already a turnover for Lumen. Columbia going the other way, wearing their road navy uniforms with gold numbers. Meanwhile, for Lumen, home white uniforms with green numbers. Now a dish down low for Brown. Couldn't handle the pass, a little bit high from Gaydosh. And that's going to be a turnover right back for Columbia Central. Now Kenna Hunt going the other way with it across the giant LC logo at center court. A couple passes back and forth with LaFear over on the far side, trying to get this defense moving. A 3-2 zone for Columbia Central. Now Hunt driving on the near side corner, firing the three up and in for Lucy Rozek for our first points of the evening. 3-0 lead for the Lady Titans. approaching the 52nd mark of this first quarter, as that Lumen student section making a lot of noise there behind the basket. To our left, as we got a steal on the far side, we'll see Rozek able to strip it loose, and she secures the steal right after she hit the three on the other end, obviously, as she'll control it at the top, send on the far side for Lafier, gets it back in the near side. Gets a screen on the left for Boyce. Now kicks it back out for Lafier. Crossover to the top of the key. Now hands it back off to Lucy Rozek. Dribbles to the near side corner. Now through the lane. She's caught off by two defenders and will get bumped by Cecilia Slatt, her first team's first. And it'll be a non-shooting foul. Woman Christie inbounding on the right side of the basket. Kenna Hunt throwing it in near side for Boyce. Now back outside for Ganton. Lobs it down low for Hunt. Triple teamed in the zone. Turnaround shot. That one's off the front iron. And a rebound down for Brown. Holy Brown into the front court for Columbia. Swings it near side for Slatt. Some man defense so far for Lumen Christie. Bounce pass down low for Leland Brown, back outside, top of the key for Knapp. Head fake on the three, doesn't pull. Back for Slatt. Lumen Christie's student section making some college-like noise here as we got a jumper in the corner for Riley Knapp. Three-pointer to tie this one up. Three apiece, 2 minutes into the first quarter. Ruby Boyce has it on the far side for Lumen. Back outside for Kenna Hunt. Gets a screen from Boyce, dribbles on the far side near half court. Going to really slow things down now. Screen coming in for Boyce again. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now through the lane. Back of the corner. Rozek another three. That one's off the heel. Offensive rebound for Ganton. Lumen another try here. Lafier through the lane. Layup on the right hand. Up and in. Lumen back in front. 5-3. Just over 5 minutes to play in this first quarter. Now top of the key for Slatt. Goes to the near side corner, firing the three off the mark for Coley Brown. And a rebound for Hunt. Trying to push the pace here. Drives to the right elbow, back outside for Lafier. Now she drives to the low block. Tough shot forced up. That one's off the mark. And then the rebound's going to be poked out of bounds by Leland Brown. And it'll stay with Lumen as Tristan Johnson checks in, replacing Lily Ganton for Lumen Christie. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating. Bobbing it down low for Boyce. Shot's going to be blocked away. Down low by Cecilia Slatt. Columbia the other direction. On the far side for Coley Brown, trying to get it to Leland Brown on the baseline. Does get it to her. Bounce pass on the cut for Brown. Back outside for Knapp. Fires the three off glass too strong. And a long rebound out to Boyce, but loses the dribble. Right back to Coley Brown. A turnover. Another try for Columbia. Down low. Blocked out of bounds by Rozek on the shot from Slatt. And Columbia will inbound on the left side of the basket with Jalen Lamka checking in for Coley Brown. Lamka the inbounder now. Gets it into the near side corner for Knapp. Down low, going up with it, pump fake, shot no by Lamka. And then a foul committed on the rebound by Lamka. Her first team's second. So Lumen Christie going the other direction. Leading 5-3 over Columbia Central. 4:20 left in this first quarter. Here of our regional semifinal. Winner of this one will take on the winner of St. Mary Catholic Central and Homer, which will be the second game this evening. Paige Lafier has it on the right wing against this Columbia Central 3-2 zone. Gets the handoff for Kenna Hunt. Now dribbles it near half court, back up to the top of the key for Boyce. Pass fake in, dribbles on the far side, now shuffles it back for Lafier. Cuts in briefly and then gets another handoff for Hunt. Looks back at her head coach, Scott Stein. And Lumen Christie will restart their offense. Off the screen, Kenna Hunt fires the three straight away. That one's off the mark. And the rebound could not be controlled by Lamka. She had to reach out far to get it on the baseline, but ends up dribbling it out of bounds. As Lumen will inbound on the right side of the basket, Lily Ganton back in, sending Paige Lafier to the bench. Hunt into the corner for Boyce. Back outside for Johnson. Down low for Hunt. Backing down her defender on the low block. Back outside, Johnson for three. Up and in. Her first score off the bench. It's now an 8-3 Lumen lead. Three and a half to go in quarter number one. Columbia Central trying to get the answer here. Top of the key through the lane for Slott. Quickly into the defender. Lays it up, and it's not going to count. Offensive foul for Slott, her second. Defender was set to draw the charge. And we got a substitution. Bella Knapp in for Cecilia Slott, playing with two fouls. 5-point Lumen Christie lead. 3:15 left in the first quarter. Rozek to the free throw line for Boyce. Pass fake in, goes back outside. Rozek three. Yes! Her second long ball, just like that, makes it 11-3. Lumen Christie over Columbia Central. 3 minutes left in the first. Into the half court for Knapp. Back in the near side for Bella Knapp. Cut off by Johnson. Going to dribble near half court now. Cuts back in through the lane. Floater left hand. That one's short. Rebound going to be poked out of bounds by Lamka. And Lumen Christie going the other way. Man, Lumen Christie's defense early has been stifling. And that'll lead us to our first timeout called by Columbia coach Jake Dickerson. Back in 30 seconds, Lumen leads 11-3 on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Postseason coverage of the girls' regional semifinals from Lumen Christie High School is brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Under 3 minutes to play in the first quarter, Lumen off to a hot start, 11-3 over Columbia Central. Kenna Hunt has it off the screen out of the timeout. Stopped on the low block, fall away, jumpers up and in from 7 feet out. Gets her first score, and Lumen already up by double digits, 13-3 over Columbia Central. Trap into the front court by Lumen. Now down low for Lamka. A couple of pump fakes. Shot no over Hunt as Hunt pulls down the rebound quickly the other way for Lumen. Stopped in the low block, and going to be a whistle up the floor. A Columbia foul called on Bella Knapp. Her first team's fourth. So every defensive foul for Columbia Central the rest of the quarter going to result in Lumen free throws. On the inbound for the Lady Titans, for Lucy Rozek, dribbles it out to the top of the key. Gets the screen from Ganton, and then a slip screen from Johnson. Dribbles on the left wing. She's guarded one-on-one out there by Riley Knapp. Now outside for Kenna Hunt near half court. Swing it near side for Ganton. Trying to get it down low for Hunt, does. Gets it on the low block, backing down her defender. Dribbles reverse layup, that one's left short. Gets her own rebound, stripped away out of bounds by Riley Knapp. And it'll stay with Lumen Christie. Molly Searer in for Leland Brown for Columbia Central. It's one thing so far in this first quarter is Columbia Central's not been able to control the rebounds. Couple chances for Lumen. And Columbia Central, both on defensive and offensive rebound chances, they've not been able to control it, lose it out of bounds, and giving Lumen more possessions. Hunt down low, pass fake right, fall away jumper, gets the friendly bounce and drops. Such a soft shooting touch down low as Lumen now leads by 12. Currently on a 12-0 scoring run. Columbia struggling to get it into the front court and then dribbling it off her own foot and out of bounds. That was Gabby Gaydos, but they're going to say last touch by Lumen Christie. So Columbia inbounding on the near sideline with Lily Ganton. Into the backcourt for Riley Knapp, met closely out there by Rozek. Crossover now dribbling near half court. Dribbles towards the near side, gets it back for Bella Knapp. Stops at the elbow, back outside for Riley Knapp. And then we have a travel as she tried to step back. Another Columbia turnover. We got a substitution. Amaya Lamka in for Riley Knapp. 15-3 Lumen. A terrific first quarter here over Columbia Central. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Off the screen, through the lane, layup off, but we do have a shooting foul. Looks like it's going to be on Searer, and this is going to send Kenna Hunt to the line for her first two free throw attempts. That is the first on Searer, 15 foul on Columbia. No fouls yet called on Lumen. Just speaks to the defensive level they've played at in this first quarter. Shutdown defense. Columbia Central hard time moving the ball around, specifically in the paint. And of course, able to play defense without fouling is the first free throw up and in by Kenna Hunt. Free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Second free throw in as well. Kenna Hunt with six. Lumen leads by 14. 45 seconds left in the first. As we have a half-court press from Lumen. Pick up in the dribble in the backcourt by Gaydosh. Able to lob it near side for Bell and Knapp to beat the press. Now trying to get a quality possession here as the pass outside is going to be poked out of bounds by Kenna Hunt. So Columbia inbounds on the near sideline, almost in the corner, right in front of Lumen Christie's bench. Gaydosh the inbounder. Bounce pass in for Searer. Back for Gaydosh. Blocked out of bounds by Kenna Hunt on the three. Wow, really hard to get blocks the further out on the perimeter you go. And man, Kenna Hunt can't shoot over her. Gaydosh inbounds on the near sideline. Bounce pass near half court for Bella Knapp. Guarded by Johnson. Dribbles on the far side now. Swing pass for Searer in the corner. Down low for Lamka. It's going to be swept away out of bounds by Ganton. And Columbia will have another try inbounding, this time on the right side of the baseline. Paige LaFear in for Lily Ganton for Lumen Christie. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Columbia Central going ice cold offensively. Need a bucket here. On the far side corner for Gaydosh, dribbles it back outside for Bella Knapp. Stopped at the free throw line. Back for Gaydosh, fires the three in the corner. That one's off the front iron, and the rebound is loose. A couple girls diving for it. A jump ball is going to be forced between Johnson and Lamka. The possession arrow will keep the ball right with Columbia Central. Ellen Thompson in for Kenna Hunt for Lumen with the early double-digit lead. Coach Scott Skine seeing an early opportunity to get her some rest in the first half as we got a save inbounds as Searer lost the dribble trying to save it. It's going to be poked out of bounds by Boyce. So it'll stay with Columbia again. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Bellinap on the inbound driving through into the defender. Shot up. No, but a foul going to be called. Bellinap at the line for two as Ellen Thompson commits her first team foul upon immediately checking in. These free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. First free throw banked in by Knapp to stop a 14-0 run for Lumen Christie. Tonight's coverage brought to you by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Our Metals and Plastics, and Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance. Says a layup off the mark by Columbia, getting the rebound after the second missed free throw, but it's off, and Lumen Christie will take a 17-4 lead into the second quarter, which is coming your way next in 60 seconds right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating. It's the girls' regional semis. from Lumen Christi High School. And Lumen off to a hot start, 17-4 over Columbia Central. Connor Dockery with you on the Power Cow. Thanks for hanging out with me as we got a nice feed to Rozek on the cut from Kenna Hunt. And Rozek gets the easy layup for two. Rozek with eight to lead all scores. And Lumen leads 19-4. Able to continue that momentum from the first quarter, but Columbia has to start making shots and getting stops. They need help on both ends. We got the layup in the lane offline for Amaya Lamka. Kenna Hunt stops at the free throw line, stripped away and stolen, this time by Emma Schaefer. And Columbia going the other direction as it's stolen right back for Rozek. Just stripped it right away from Lamka. And Lumen will slow things down here, approaching the one-minute mark of the second quarter. Rozek guarded by Schaefer. Trying to cut on the baseline. Instead, pulls it back to the top of the key for Kenna Hunt. Slip screen. Drives through the lane. Shot in the low block. Forced up. No. Good stop there by Schaefer. It's what Columbia needs. Just get some stops and try to get quick scores the other end. Now in the near side corner for Leland Brown. Lobbing it down low for Coley Brown. Back out to the perimeter. Leland Brown has it cut off by Boyce. Drives through the lane. Way up on the left hand. Offline. Rebound fought for. And it's going to be last touch out of bounds by Emma Schaefer. And Lumen Christi will go the other direction. Aaron O'Dowd and Tristan Johnson in for Lumen Christi, sending Paige LaFear and Lily Ganton to the bench. Lumen coming up the floor with Kenna Hunt. Across the timeline, she's going to be met out there by Gabby Gaydosh. As Columbia Central, they started the game with a 3-2 zone. Now they've moved to a man, trying to get some stops, but one-on-one coverage against that girl ain't going to work out in your favor. Kenna Hunt drives in against Cecilia Slatt and scores, able to get her seventh and eighth points as Columbia, the other end, shot on the block offline by Camden Knapp, getting her first action in this one. And Columbia's cold spell still continuing here. They hit an early three with Riley Knapp, but since then, just one free throw. 21-4, Lumen over Columbia. 5:45 to go in the first half. Lucy Rozek controls it near half court. Guarded by Leland Brown. Slip screen there for Boyce. Drives through the lane. Loses it. Gets it back outside through the fingertips of Boyce. And that's actually going to be a backcourt violation. So a turnover by Lumen. It seems like Columbia Central having a little bit more success defensively in the man-to-man compared to the 3-2 zone they played for most of the first quarter. They just need to settle in offensively and get a couple buckets. 17 points, I mean, it seems like a big deficit, but if they can maybe chip it into around 10 at halftime, should be manageable as Kenna Hunt gets the steal, fires a three on the other end. That one's offline. And then the rebound poked out by Boyce. Columbia Central go the other direction as Bella Knapp checks in for Gabby Gaydosh. Meanwhile, Ellen Thompson back in for Lumen. Now a full court press for the Lady Titans. Columbia able to beat it with a pass up ahead to Leland Brown. Now lofts it near side for Coley Brown. And for Bella Knapp off the screen. Dribbles around the perimeter, hands off for Schaefer. Drives through the lane, floater left hand up, no good. Nearly got it to fall, but she was fouled. And she'll go to the line for two. Foul's going to be on Lily Ganton, her first, team's first. That's what Columbia needs to do. Really need to attack the basket, draw some fouls, and maybe they can get some of these Lumen Christi players in foul trouble. If they want to work back into this, as the first free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Up and in by Emma Schaefer. She'll have one more try. Makes both. That pulls Columbia to within 15. Less than 5 minutes to play in the first half. Three ball on the left wing. Too strong by Ganton. And Columbia the rebound, quick outlet, can't be controlled by Brown. It's stolen by Hunt. Coast-to-coast layup into the defender. That one rolls in. So tough to stop in the open floor. If she's got a lane, even with the defender right there, she's not afraid to take it. As we got a travel call on Schaefer, with Columbia Central trying to quickly move the ball up the floor. to beat the full court press from Lumen Christi. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well. 4:33 to go in the first half. Lumen Christi leads 23-6 over Columbia Central. Back in 60 seconds, this is girls playoff basketball on 95.9 The Battle or Cow.
Budweiser, the American lager. A time-honored recipe, true to our original process, brewed using the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt, delivering great quality beer since 1876. Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Lumen Christi leads out of the timeout, 23-6 over Columbia Central. About 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Rozek has it on the near side. Pass in is going to be tipped away by Brown. And then she tried to save it on the near steal, and it looks like it'll be last touch out of bounds by Lumen. So Columbia Central going the other way. Forcing some more turnovers by Lumen here in this second quarter. So they're starting to clean up their defense a little bit, but they just need some more shots to fall. As I mentioned, I think they'll have some more success if they try to get more aggressive in the paint and force some more free throws. Some passing frees up a wide-open Belknap for three on the left side. That's going to be too strong. Meanwhile, rebound for Hunt. Finds a wide-open Thompson on the fast break, who misses the layup with the late recovering defense. And that is going to be on the rebound. Last touch out of bounds by Columbia. Oh, they'll actually say a foul on Ganton, her second, team second. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee, Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and County National Bank. More full court pressure from Lumen. Columbia working the ball up the floor with some quick passes. Now trying to strike against the unset defense into the corner. Belknap three, too strong, and the rebound loose. It'll be called on the rebound against Columbia Central. It'll be Cecilia Slatt, her third. That has made a big impact on Columbia in this first half, her having to sit for large stretches with foul trouble. Lumen Christi the other direction, leading 23-6, 3:38 to go in the first half. Kenna Hunt guarded closely out there by Belknap. Screen coming from O'Dowd. Stops at the right elbow, fires the mid-range jumper, and she drills another one. Man, her shot is just so pure, and it's really falling tonight. As more full court pressure from Columbia, stripped away by Rozek, but a foul is going to be called. See who it's going to be on. It's going to be on Lucy Rozek, her first team's third. We do have a halftime score from Tecumseh. Looks like Western in front, 28-15 over Ann Arbor. Father Gabe Richard, that score update brought to you by legendary GOC Greg O'Connor. Three-pointer off the mark on the right wing for Coley Brown. Rebounded for Hunt. Quick three-on-one. Fast break the other way for Lumen. Pass fake. Left and keeps it for the impressive layup. Wow. Kenna Hunt threw just about everybody off with that pass fake. And she gets another steal on the press and easily lays it up and in this time. Kenna Hunt is a scoring machine. The midway through the first quarter onward. And Columbia needs to call another timeout. Lumen just like that, up by 23 points. Under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Back in 30 seconds, this is girls playoff basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
29-6. Lumen Christi over Columbia Central. 2:40 left in the first half. Columbia needs to string some buckets here going into halftime if they want to have any sort of success in the second half. Floater on the right elbow. That one's offline for Gadosh, and then the foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to be against Kenna Hunt, her first team's fourth. So it was Columbia Central committing a ton of fouls in the first quarter. Now it's Lumen here in the second quarter committing all the fouls. Columbia inbounds on the left side of the basket with Jalen Lamka. Into the right wing for Bella Knapp. She's had some open three-pointers in this first half, but haven't been able to hit them. Pass poked out of bounds by Hunt. It'll stay with Columbia on the far sideline with Coley Brown inbounding. Now gets it in for Leland Brown. Dribbles near half court, closely pressured by Boyce. Now stopped at the elbow. Back on the baseline for Gadosh. Drives through the lane, floater over Hunt. That's wide right. Rebound for Rozek. Lumen out and running. On the far side for Johnson. Quick fire three, up and in. Kristen Johnson with a couple quick threes off the bench. And Lumen now leads 32-6 over Columbia. Under 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Pass poked away by Johnson, but it's held by Gadosh on the far side for Columbia. Gets it back up top, fires the three. That one's too strong. Another late contest by Kenna Hunt. She's all over the place on offense, getting a bunch of buckets, and defensively, a lot of good contests and blocks for that matter. As Hunt has it at the free throw line, kicks back for Johnson through the lane. Right-handed layup off the glass is too strong. In traffic, and the rebound down to Leland Brown. Columbia the other A, free throw line extended for Bella Knapp. Poked away and stolen by Lucy Rozek, all alone on the fast break. Right-handed layup, she blows it, but she does keep it in the far side corner. Lobs it down low for Johnson, and she's able to clean up the mess. Averted disaster there, at least followed her own rebound and able to still find a way to have her team come away with points. 34-6. Lumen Christi continuing to grow that lead over Columbia Central. 50 seconds left in this first half. Lobbing it down low for Coley Brown, backing down her defender, back for Bella Knapp. The far side corner for Gabby Gadosh. Jab step off the screen, near side for Brown, fires the three, too strong off glass. Rebound for Johnson, and here comes Lumen the other direction, looking like they're going to slow it down for this last possession of the half. 25 seconds and counting now. Guarded closely out there by Bella Knapp. Couple nice dribbles there by Kenna Hunt. Tries to get past her, holds it back near half court. Final 13 seconds of the second quarter. Screener coming in for Boyce. Sets it. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Hesitates. Hunt. Tough shot on the low block. Great defense by Brown. Rebound down for Coley Brown. And won't even get a shot off at the halftime buzzer as Lumen dominating here from the dome in the regional semifinals. Leading 34-6 over Columbia Central. Now at halftime, we're going to take a 3-minute timeout. Come back, we'll recap this first half and talk about what we can expect in this second half. Don't go anywhere, we're back in 3 minutes. This is the girls regional semifinals here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are at halftime from Lumen Christi High School for our girls' regional semis. For Lumen Christi and Columbia Central, Lumen up big, 34-6 at the halftime locker room. And, man, this place has just been a house of horrors for Columbia Central. They just could not get anything going, really, at either end in that first half, but especially offensively. Man, Lumen defensively is just locking down Columbia. They're just having a hard time really getting players open for shots, and they are not getting any second chance opportunities. It's like, you know, a one-off. They get one shot at a time. If that, they've been having a lot of turnovers, especially in that second quarter as well. And even the open shots they have gotten, a lot of open threes, but they're just not hitting them. I feel like just with some of the great defense with Lumen, specifically, they've had a lot of good closeouts as well. Columbia's feeling really rushed on their possessions and their shots, and they just need to slow it down, get their shots, and I'm telling you, if they can get to the line more effectively, more often, maybe they can take away some of the aggressiveness by this Lumen Christi defense, but especially towards the end of the first half when Lumen started to initiate some of their full court pressing, Columbia was in a lot of trouble, forcing a lot of turnovers once they introduced that. Meanwhile, for Lumen, I mean, what more can you say? Playing shutdown defense, and then offensively, they're just getting whatever they want. Columbia Central, we've seen them play a couple different defenses. We've seen them start the game with a 3-2 zone. They did shift to more of a man-to-man defense end of the first, start of the second quarter, which did have some early success, but then Lumen Christi made some adjustments right back and started thriving against that defense.
And, I mean, the consistency on both ends just reflects on the scoreboard. End of one, it was 17-4. And then the second half, the second quarter score was 17-2. So Lumen consistent on both ends on offense and on defense. Leading scorer is Kenna Hunt. A lot of mid-range buckets for her. She's just doing whatever she wants, and she's making the overwhelming majority of her looks. She's got 16. Lucy Rozek, meanwhile, has 8 points, as well as Tristan Johnson, 8 points off the bench. And Paige LaFleur chipping in two. Meanwhile, for Columbia Central, Riley Knapp has three. As a matter of fact, the opening three-pointer of the game for Columbia, at that time making it 3-3. Emma Schaefer, meanwhile, has two, and Bella Knapp has one. So Columbia Central, I mean, it's ugly being down 28 at halftime, but that means you just need to have that good of a second half, if not better, than Lumen did if you want to win this game. So it just starts at the defensive end. Get those stops, and then you got to turn those into scores on the other end. Columbia has to get something going offensively, or else Lumen's just going to continue to run up the scoreboard. But for now, 34-6 is the halftime score. Lumen over Columbia Central. We're going to take another three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the second half for you for our girls' regional semifinals right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Introducing the perfect blend of refreshment and flavor. Say hello to Neutral Vodka Seltzer, where real vodka meets real fruit juices for an irresistibly delicious taste experience. Crafted with care to keep it tasty and easy to drink, Neutral Vodka Seltzer is the ideal choice for any occasion. Whether you're relaxing at home or out with friends, enjoy the crisp, clean taste that'll leave you refreshed and satisfied. Neutral Vodka Seltzer. Real vodka, real fruit juices, real flavor. Neutral Vodka Seltzer. Taste the difference. Please drink responsibly.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Start of the second half from Lumen Christie High School, with Lumen Christie dominating Columbia Central 34-6. to 6. I'm Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Columbia with the first possession going from left to right in your radio dial. As Molly Searer not able to score through lane, but an offensive rebound for Columbia, keeping the possession alive. We got a bad pass in the paint, going to be poked out of bounds. Last touched by Lumen. So it'll stay right here with Columbia Central. Throwing it in on the left side of the basket. It'll be Slatt inbounding, playing with three fouls. And her absence through that first half was a killer for this Columbia team. As we got a steal on the inbound, it's Paige Lafier, coast-to-coast layup. And that one's up and off. Great late defense by Gabby Gaydosh. Meanwhile, kick out to Hunt for three. That one's up and in. Woolman now up by 31 points. 7:15 left in the third. Just unconscious out there. Floater in the lane. That one's left short by Gaydosh. Offensive rebound, turnaround shot. No by Searer. And then another offensive rebound, this time by Amaya Lamka. Through the lane, kicks it outside. Gaydosh, three. That one's offline, and Lumen will let that one go out of bounds. As they'll take over the other direction with Columbia now bringing in some full-court pressure. Kenna Hunt has it, stops, now gets it over to Lafier. Back for Hunt. Running out of time, got to get it in the front court. We're going to have a quick timeout for Scott Stein, so we'll step aside as well. Back in 30 seconds. Lumen leads by 31 on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Wilma Christie leads 37-6 out of the quick timeout over Columbia Central, 90 seconds into this third quarter. Three-pointer in the corner is off by Lafier, but the rebound poked out by Columbia, and it'll be Lumen ball inbounding on the right side of the basket. Quickly into the perimeter for Ganton. Back in the corner for Rozek. Fires the three, left short. We do have a whistle on the shot. I believe it's a non-shooting foul that took place before the shot. It's going to be on Leland Brown, her first, team's first. So Lumen inbounds on the far sideline with Paige Lafier. Packed house in this one. Of course, a lot of Columbia supporters making the trip here to Spring Arbor Road. A lot of Lumen supporters, obviously. Huge student section for Lumen. Three-pointer in the corner off by Rozek. Offensive rebound put back. No by Ganton, but a foul is called. And we'll have some more Lumen free throws. It's another foul on Leland Brown. We've also already got St. Mary Catholic Central in attendance of this one. They'll be playing in the next game. They're taking on Homer in the other regional semifinal this evening. Winner of this one takes on the winner of that one on Wednesday. Right here from Lumen Christie High School at 7. We'll have the live coverage of that Wednesday regional championship for you right back here on the Power Cow. First free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, up and in, as is the second one. Lily Ganton gets her first 2 points there. Lumen up by 33 now. Way up through the lane, offline for Slatt. And rebounded by Ruby Boyce. Columbia's getting some good looks in this one. They just can't get them to fall. Kenna Hunt has it on the near sideline, swings it back over for Lafier. Now it goes into the corner for Rosa. Defense moves. Columbia back in a zone. Point it back out the near half court for Rosa. Lops it back over for Lafier. Pass fake in. Now back for Rozek. Dribbles off to the far side. Now cuts back to the near side. Guarded closely by Gaydosh both ways. And we're going to have a five-second violation on Rozek. Didn't do anything with it. And it's going to be a Lumen turnover. Riley Knapp back in for Columbia. sending Gabby Gaidosh to the bench. And Columbia will go the other way with Cecilia Slats, guarded by Rozek. Now fakes the handoff. Gets out of the far side corner for Molly Searer. Drives on the baseline, cut off by Boyce, and they're going to get Boyce on the reaching foul. Her first, team's third. And Lumen inbounding on the left side of the basket with Slat. Tristan Johnson back in the game, sending Paige LaFleur to the bench. In the far side corner, off the inbound, three-pointer in and out by Slat, but an offensive rebound put back by Searer, up and in. The last time Columbia Central scored, it was 21-6. Now it's 39-8. Lumen in front with the ball, three-pointer in the corners, up and in by Rosa. Quick answer, and then some. Lumen now up by 34. Less than 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Leland Brown through the lane, dishes it near sideline for Searer. Floater through the lane off this time. And a rebound by Boyce. Harassed in the backcourt by Lamka. And here comes Kenna Hunt into the front court. Top of the key, drives in near side. Johnson fires the three off the front iron, just grazes it. Rebound by Searer. Columbia the other direction. Dribbles it into the front court and then stops. Lamka near side, three-pointer by Slat. That one's wide left, and Lumen will let that one go out of bounds. Now a couple substitutions. Emma Schaefer in for Columbia. And Aaron O'Dowd in for Lumen Christi. Lumen leads 42-8, 4:15 left in the third quarter. Now against the half-court press. Johnson nearly lost it, able to keep it. Bounce pass into the front court to beat the press is successful to O'Dowd. Back for Johnson in the corner. Dribbles it up top. Closely guarded by Riley Knapp. Back outside for O'Dowd. Fires the three in and out. Rebound down to Leland Brown. Here comes Columbia Central into the front court for Knapp. Half spin around Rozek. Pulls it back outside. On the right-hand wing. Looking for a screen. Now gets it to the right elbow for Searer. Kicks it back out to the perimeter. Now down low for Schaefer. That one might have been blocked by Rozek. Quickly out and running the other way as Kenna Hunt stops the elbow. Jump stop. Floater. 6 feet out is up and in. 21 points for Kenna Hunt. Lumen up by 36 now. 3:20 left in the third. Columbia Central on the left wing for Slat. Back to the elbow, down low, shot up, and in with the foul. Molly Searer going to the line for an end-one free throw. Fouls on Tristan Johnson, her first, team second, as Ellen Thompson's going to check in, as well as Cody Ruge and Paige LaFleur. Full bench lineup in for Lumen besides Kenna Hunt. Meanwhile, Jalen Lamka back in for Columbia. This free throw brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning for Molly Searer. Now the team's leading scorer off the bench for this one. Misses the free throw. She's got four. Lumen's lead cut to 34 points. 3:10 left in the third quarter. They forgot to get the clock going. Now on the near side for Boyce. Back outside. Now in the corner, trapped for LaFleur. And we're going to have a timeout called instead by Coach Scott Stein. We'll take one as well. 3:06 left in the third. Lumen up a bunch over Columbia in the regional semifinals right here on 95.9 The Power Count, back in 60 seconds.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Got a fast-moving game over at Tecumseh. Western leads Father Gabriel Richard 47-23 just into the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, here we got just over 3 minutes left in the third. Looming up big, 44-10 over Columbia Central. Out of the timeout, Lumen ball on the far side for O'Dowd. Goes back near half court for Kenna Hunt. Closely guarded by Schaefer. Bounce pass around her to Lafier at the free throw line. Back outside for Hunt. Deep three. That one's short. Ruge the rebound. Able to collect it. Tries to pass back out. Lafier drives on the floor with it. And then ripped away by Lamka. Stolen right back on the outlet pass by Hunt. Drives right to the basket. Jump stop. Layup is in. 23 for Kenna Hunt. And Lumen matches their large lead of the game with 36. 2.5 left in the third. Now bounce pass down low. Stolen away by Thompson. Able to save it in for Lafier. And Lumen the other direction. Ruge bounce pass down low for O'Dowd. Shot off glass and in. Beautiful ball movement. Everybody getting involved. And Lumen Christie just continuing to dominate. 48-10. Just over 2 minutes left in the third. Schaefer down low, shot off glass, wild and out. Rebound down to Hunt. Outlet pass to Ruge. It's going to be intercepted by Slatt. It was just Ruge all alone amidst three Lady Eagles there to intercept it. Columbia Central the other way, pass to the corner. Wide open three by Knapp. That one's offline. Offensive rebound putback, no. And Emma Schaefer goes to the line for two. Fouls on Ellen Thompson, her second, team's third. Schaefer so far with 2 points tonight. But man, Columbia, meaning again, great Lumen Christie defense. Able to get a lot of contests and boxing out, preventing a lot of second chance opportunities. But man, they've missed a lot of open shots in this one, particularly from three, as Kenna Hunt will head to the bench, replaced by Lucy Rozek. Second free throw is in. Free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. That pulls Columbia within 37. Three more points. If Lumen can get it out to 40, they'll get a running clock the rest of the game. On the far side for Thompson. Back outside for Lucy Rozek. Less than 90 seconds to play in this third quarter. Back on the far side for Thompson. Passes into the paint. O'Dowd takes a dribble up and under. She's going to be fouled by Camden Knapp. And Aaron O'Dowd will go to the line for two. Aaron O'Dowd so far 2 points off the bench for the Lady Titans. First free throw up, first free throw off. Too strong. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Tonight's coverage also brought to you by The Brokerage House, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, etc. And Will Be Transit Mix, as O'Dowd able to make the second free throw. 49-11, Lumen over Columbia. 70 seconds left in the third. Ooh, that should have been a backcourt violation there by Searer. She pivoted over the line, but was not called. Meanwhile, a layup by Schaefer offline. Rozek the rebound, and she brings the ball before herself for Lumen. Dribbles into the double team. Now back up top for Lafier and then for Thompson. Holds onto it for a moment. Lobs it down low for a wide open Cody Ruge. Turns, shoots. That one's wide right. From 3 feet out, Searer the rebound. Out one on the far side for Lamka, and that's going to be a turnover. Bad pass for Columbia. With Bella Knapp checking back in for Emma Schaefer. We are ready! We are ready! Lumen student section chanting, "We want Riley." Assuming that's in reference to Riley O'Dowd. Michael Lewin Christie as we got a good ball movement. Three-pointer straight away for Lucy Rozek up and in. And that will give us our running clock unless Columbia can pull it within 30 points the rest of the way. 52-11. 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Now at the left free throw line elbow. Shot up, no, by Searer. This is going to be a foul on Lumen.
Foul on
It's going to be on Aaron O'Dowd, her first. Molly Searer at the line for two. She's been a positive impact off the bench in this one for Columbia Central, but unfortunately just has not had the team-wide impact that you would have liked. As Searer makes the first of two Aspen one-hour free throws. Couple substitutions. Riley O'Dowd in. That's what the student section wanted. As well as Tristan Johnson. Second free throw offline. Lumen leads by 40. Final 5 seconds of the third quarter. Johnson up ahead. Pass intercepted by Lamka. And outlet pass intercepted right back. This time by Ellen Thompson, and that brings us to the end of three. 52-12, Lumen Christie over Columbia Central. One more quarter next of our regional semifinal, coming up in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
My name is Joel Cook, and I'm the principal at East Jackson Secondary School. The school of choice window is currently open, and if you're looking for a school with beautiful facilities and even better people, look east. If you love sports and want ample opportunities to play right away, look east. If you want your student to spend less time staring at a phone or computer screen and more time engaging in hands-on learning and relationship-driven classrooms, look east. East Jackson Community Schools are on the rise, and we want you to be part of the change. Stop by or find us at eastjacksonschools.org.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
One more quarter of play from the regional semifinals here from Lumen Christie. 52-12, Lumen up over Columbia Central. Connor Dockery with you here on The Power Cow. Winner of this game will take on the winner of St. Mary Catholic Central from Monroe and Homer on Wednesday. As a three ball straight away up and in by Cecilia Stratt. Slatt now with three. I'm telling you, her foul trouble the first half really killed this Columbia team. Now on the other end, Ruge fires a three. She can't answer. Long rebound. She falls it out at the top of the key. Ruge stops the block. Up and under off the pass fake, and that's going to be off on the layup. Columbia the other way with Slatt. Splits the defense. Layup up and in. She's now got five. And Columbia now pulls to within 35 points. If they cut it to within 30, then they'll turn the running clock off. We're 1 minute into the fourth. Now jumper at the free throw line. That one's wide left for Thompson. And here comes Columbia the other way. Coley Brown has it inside the paint. Back outside for Bella Knapp. Now in the near side corner, wide open Slatt for three. Too strong. Rebound for O'Dowd. And here comes Tristan Johnson the other way. And Columbia, a lot of wide open shots, specifically threes that they've missed in this one. Johnson through the lane, a travel call. Her floater attempt missed anyways, but it'll be officially ruled a turnover as Rhea Moore checks in for Lumen, sending Aaron O'Dowd to the bench. Currently on the floor for the Lady Titans, Rhea Moore, Cody Ruge, Ellen Thompson, Tristan Johnson, and Riley O'Dowd. Through the lane, dishes it down low for Brown, and she's able to muscle that one up and in for her first score. Columbia Central, just like that, on an 8-0 scoring run ever since Lumen clinched the running clock. Now pulls to within 33. 5:45 left in the fourth. Back down low and in the corner for Johnson. Floater on the right hand. That one's wide left. Rebound is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Lumen. We'll say it's last touch on Columbia. Maya Lamka in for Bella Knapp for Columbia. 52-19 is the score. Lumen up. Riley O'Dowd through the lane, forward on the left hand, up and in, gets a loud cheer from the student section. Pushes Lumen's lead back to 35. That's her first bucket off the bench. Columbia through the lane with Gabby Gados. Floater on the right hand off, but a foul called. This will send her to the line for two Aspen one-hour free throws. Fouls on Riley O'Dowd. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Mart, Form Energy, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, and King's Equipment. First Aspen one-hour free throw in for Gados. That's her first point. Jalen Lamka checking in for Leland Brown. It's not often you see a team like Columbia blown out like this, but man, they were just overmatched from the start. Lumen just playing excellent on both ends of the ball, really through three quarters. But I think above defensive problems, I think honestly the offensive problems for Columbia in this one outweighed their defensive problems and struggling to get stops. Just could not get anything going offensively really until this fourth quarter when Lumen has all their main players on the bench. So both free throws up and in for Gados. Brings Columbia within 33. Shot on the other end off by Ruge, and then the rebound is going to be poked out of bounds by Columbia Central. And it'll be Lumen inbounding on the near sideline. Meanwhile, Cam Gader and Maddie Allen both in for Lumen Christie. Johnson has it. Screen coming from Moore. Now dribbles on the far side. Handoff for Aaron O'Dowd. Make it Riley O'Dowd. Floater in the lane. Left hand up and in for Riley. Another 35-point lead for Lumen. 3.5 to go in this running clock fourth quarter. Floater on the other end. That one's off by Slatt. Rebound put back up and in for Emma Schaefer. Woods lead cut to 33. Just over 3 minutes left in this one. Johnson handoff on the near side for Maddie Allen, dribbling around the perimeter. Now lofts it back over for Riley O'Dowd. Pass into the right elbow. Johnson back, cut through the lane. Shot blocked out of bounds by Slatt. And it'll stay with Lumen inbounding on the right side of the baseline. As Cody Ruge back in for Riley O'Dowd. Tristan Johnson inbounds on the right side of the basket. Into the far side corner for Gader. Now lobbing it down low. Too strong in the pass for Allen. And Columbia the other way, out and running. And then too far on the outlet for Riley Knapp. She can't run it down. And Lumen will go back the other way. 2:40 and counting in this fourth quarter with the running clock. 33-point lead for Lumen. Johnson into the front court. Dribbles it near half court now. Closely guarded out there by Lamka. Dribbles on the far side. Gets the screen at the free throw line. Now back outside for Ruge. And then for Johnson. In the corner now. Gets the screen. Back up top for Moore. Turns the corner. Back for Gader. Now around the perimeter for Johnson. Guarded by Knapp. Now hesitates. Handoff for Ruge. And back for Gader outside. Now on the right wing for Johnson. Floater on the left hand through the lane. Wide left. And then rebound loose, and they're going to say a foul called on Tristan Johnson, her second.
On Lumen Christie's number 21, Tristan Johnson.
Columbia Central the other direction with a substitution. Camden Knapp back in. For Columbia Central. A hug there with Celia Slatt and her head coach Jake Dickerson, and the rest of her teammates and coaches as her season and high school career coming to an end for Columbia Central basketball. Final 117 left, three ball on the left wing for Coley Brown off the glass and out. Adair with the rebound. Now here's Ellen Thompson into the front court for Lumen. St. Mary Catholic Central ready to take part in their pregame warmups in their match against Homer, the other regional semifinal. Floater in the lane, offline for Riley O'Dowd. And it'll be Columbia Central the other way with 45 seconds remaining in this one. We're going to get a quick timeout for Columbia. We're going to leave it right here as we have more hugs and support with some of these Columbia Central seniors. As playing their final game tonight for Columbia Central, it's Riley Knapp, Cecilia Slatt, Jalen Lamka, Coley Brown, and Emma Schaefer. So 37 seconds to go after this timeout. Columbia will have the ball. But again, Lumen Christie, man, just such dominance on both sides of the ball tonight. Their offense, I mean, they were scoring it well. Their scorers, specifically Kenna Hunt and Lucy Rozek, getting their spots and getting some good shots up and teammates chipping in when needed. And then defensively, just Columbia, they forced Columbia to really just shoot jump shots around the perimeter, but could not make any wide open threes and couldn't really get into the paint either consistently. And on top of that, the turnover differential. Lumen Christie forcing a ton of Columbia turnovers, but not really many the other way.
Quick timeout by Columbia Central.
It'll actually be a Lumen Christie inbound, but then we'll get one more Columbia timeout to get Leland Brown and Zoe Schaefer in really quick.
Zoe Schaefer.
As Emma Schaefer and Coley Brown getting to sub out for the final time of their high school careers for Columbia. Inbound now to the near side corner for Allen. Going to hold on to it. 33 seconds. Allen fires the three. Too strong. And then the rebound fumbled out by Columbia. It'll stay right here with Lumen. 56-23 should be our final unless we get a late score here. With 18 seconds left, Allen in the corner. Dribbles, hands off top of the key for Riley O'Dowd. On the far side for Allen. Gets it back. Her teammates want her to shoot it. Gets it back down low at the free throw line. Turnaround shot. Left short. Trying to follow her on rebound. Gets it back. 2 seconds left. Blocked away by Brown. And that will do it. 56-23. Lumen Christie takes down Columbia Central in the regional semifinals, and they will take on the winner of St. Mary Catholic Central and Homer in the regional championship in this building on Wednesday at 7. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we're going to recap this one. Lumen Christie moving on here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Regional semifinals in the books here at Lumen Christi, with Lumen taking down Columbia Central 56-23. We do also have a final from Tecumseh. Western taking down Father Gabriel Richard 52-32. So a couple Jackson County teams moving on. I have not heard from Concord. I'm confident they probably will be moving on as well. But, yeah, Lumen in this one, just sheer dominance right from the start. It was 3-3 early, and then Lumen immediately ripped off a 14-0 scoring run, and they just never looked back. Able to go into halftime up 34-6. And then they were able to secure the running clock going into the fourth quarter to make this one a quick finish in the second half. But, I mean, Lumen Christi offensively, they saw a couple different defenses, a 3-2 zone and a man-to-man defense from Columbia Central. And they were able to just slice through whatever Columbia was bringing at them. Just able to get quick scores, and they were able to be patient when they needed to. And, man, just getting scores all over the place. And then that's not even mentioning when they forced turnovers. They're able to get a ton of easy fast break scores as well to really run up the score. And then defensively, Columbia Central, they could do nothing against that Lumen Christi defense. And Lumen Christi playing a man-to-man defense for the most part. They did play a full-court press for a good chunk of that game as well. And when they did, they were able to force a ton of turnovers and turn those turnovers into easy scores. And Columbia, of their wide-open shots, they got a lot of good chances in this one, especially from three, but they just weren't hitting them. And you could tell they wanted to get more looks inside, but Lumen Christi just was not having it, forcing Columbia to shoot more from the perimeter, and that was a winning strategy. Hey, we'll make you shoot threes all day long if you're not going to be making them. And Columbia just wasn't making Lumen pay. So in this one, leading scorer was Kenna Hunt with 23 points. Lucy Rozek finished with 14. Tristan Johnson had 8 off the bench. We also got 3 from Riley O'Dowd, making 4 from Riley O'Dowd, 3 from Aaron O'Dowd, 2 from Lily Ganton, and 2 from Paige LaFear. Meanwhile, for Columbia Central, we got 5 from 3 different players: Cecilia Slatt, Molly Searer, and Emma Schaefer. We also had three from Riley Knapp, two each from Leland Brown and Gabby Gaydosh, and one from Bella Knapp. So Columbia Central's season comes to an end at 20-5. Another phenomenal season for them, despite the big time loss tonight. This is the fifth time since 2020 that they've made it to the regional tournament. So a lot of success for this Columbia Central team. And they'll look on to next year as Lumen Christi improves to 21-3. And they will move on to the regional championship on Wednesday, taking on the winner of Homer and St. Mary Catholic Central. Live coverage of that one will be right here on 95.9 The Power Cow at 7 o'clock for the regional championship on Wednesday. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Omar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. That will conclude tonight's coverage of the girls' regional semifinals. One more time, final score, Lumen Christi 56, Columbia Central 23. For Luke Moorhead, holding down the fort back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thank you for tuning in to this presentation of high school girls basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow. Have a good night, everybody.